Welcome, colleagues, and thank you for joining this Sparks podcast. My name is Katrina Bell, and I'm working with Sparks on a project focused around student partnership and staff development. And as part of this, we've curated case studies from different Scottish colleges, universities, and higher education institutions. And our aim is to share practice and ideas about how you might use two key resources, which have been developed by Sparks to support the Scottish tertiary sector. So these are the new Student Learning Experience Model and Scotland's Ambition for Student Partnership. So today we're going to focus on the Student Learning Experience, or SLE model, and how it's been used strategically at institutional level to inform the development of a new student experience strategy. So it's my great pleasure to be joined by Rob McDermott from Forth Valley College. And Rob, can I pass over to you to introduce yourself first, please?
Hi, my name is Rob McDermott. I am Head of Learning and Quality at Forth Valley College. My responsibility is wide-ranging, as it says, learning and quality, but one of the main focuses we've got is working very closely with the Student Association around about partnership working. And the main focus for myself and my team is really to promote a good, positive student experience.
Great stuff. Thanks, Rob. And thanks for your time this morning. We really appreciate hearing from you about how you've been working at Forth Valley College recently with the SLE model. So I wondered if we could start with just a 1 minute overview of how you've used the SLE or Student Learning Experience model in your work, please.
So I'll face up to this one. I'm involved in the joint action group at Sparks. So therefore, I was very kind of au fait with the development round about the Student Learning Experience, and I had quite a lot of commitment and to it, and had been involved in the development of it. So it's something that was in the forefront of my mind, and something that I understood very well. We had recently been tasked as a team, myself, led by the Vice Principal Learning Student Experience, Sarah Higgins. We'd been tasked to re-look at a new strategy, a new learning a student strategy, or student experience strategy. Myself, the head of inclusion, and the three directors of curriculum across the kind of college, we've been asked to look at re-looking and revisiting the strategy around about student experience, and actually the learning student experience strategy that has come from Sparks was a model that fitted beautifully into this conversation. My question to them was, why do we reinvent the wheel when there's something that's been done there, sector-led, sector-developed, with lots and lots of student input in it that we would probably never have had the time to deal with? So therefore, it was, I hate to use the phrase, but it was a kind of nearly oven-ready student experience. Maybe we won't use that phrase, but anyway, so it was oven-ready in that sense.
Okay. That's great, because I was going to ask you what made you choose the SLE model as the basis for your strategy development, but I think you've just touched on that. Is there anything else that added to the mix for you?
I think what it did is it gave us the breadth of the things that we were looking for, but it also gave us an opportunity to perhaps tease out some of the things that we were looking for and actually maybe didn't quite fit into Forth Valley College model, perhaps not into a college model. In the sense that there were elements in there that perhaps, remember, it's been designed to cover all of the different tertiary institutions in that sense. So, you know, it's oven ready to a certain extent, but yet there are little bits that we would probably add to or maybe take out that make it Forth Valley.
Okay, that's really good to hear. And what helped in persuading your colleagues to see the value in this approach? Did you need to persuade them at all?
No, not at all. I think the interesting thing, as the person who probably leads on student experience, and actually having that ability to sit on external groups, you know, I become the expert to a certain extent in the room because I'm engaged with a lot of this, you know, a lot of the thinking round about it, working with Sparks themselves, and working as, I suppose, also part of the quality group. Been involved in the TQER, you know, the review, the framework, you know, in many ways what it does is I'm kind of probably steeped in that more than perhaps some of my other colleagues are, because they are very operational, they're very much curriculum based, whereas myself and perhaps Sarah Tervet, who's the head of inclusion and student services, very much sees a whole student experience thing. So it was an easy win because it was something on the table that they all went, oh, I recognise that, I recognise that, I recognise that, I recognise that. This is what we want. And that was to their benefit. Plus, it saved us a bit of time, to be honest.
Yeah, Absolutely. Yeah. And as you say, sector led and co-creator with students as well. So you've
absolutely. All those elements are really important. No, and yeah. That was the convincing thing. I think I've already said, we would never have had the time to really workshop it the way Sparks has. And mm-hmm. actually, and to actually see this has been rubber stamped by a student focused organisation that goes across the sector. That was another winner as well for us.
Yeah, no, really important points. Thank you, and helpful for anybody else in other institutions who's listening to this, definitely. So in terms of then developing your own strategy at Forth Valley, how did you get started with that? What were the kind of steps you went through?
I suppose the strategy has come as a response to a whole college strategy. We've got a new principal. We've got a whole college strategy that they've just brought, the principal and the senior management team have brought in, which kind of revisits some of the historical stuff, develops some of the historical stuff further. So we were ripe for a new strategy. We also had got to the end of our kind of student experience strategy, which had been had a bit of a focus more on digital skills and developing digital skills and breadth. But we felt as if perhaps we maybe need to go back to some more basic stuff round about, you know, the student experience. What we're noticing also as well is the change in learner and that element within those learners. Perhaps we needed to go back and really go back to some basics, and the student learning experience allowed us to do that.
Okay.
So in many ways, we were tasked to put together a five-year strategy that met the requirements, recognising the changing climate we're in, recognising the tertiary quality enhancement framework, and actually recognise the fact that we're living in quite a dynamic, changing world, and our learners are changing. And perhaps a good refocus, really concentrating on supporting and developing and really considering what we do in terms of student experience was very valuable.
Thank you, Rob. No, I've heard that a lot from a lot of different colleagues across the sector, that the changing learner is really critical right now. And so many things have happened in the world over the last few years, which may
absolutely.
Have influenced that, but our learners
absolutely.
Have changed, definitely.
And we're actually, within education, we're at the front line. Our school college, our school partners are at the front line, and they are now coming into our environment, and I'm sure the university sector is the same. The learners have changed, and with those changing learners have brought lots and lots of changing interactions with the people we work with.
Okay. So you've now got your new student experience strategy for the next 5 years.
And we have indeed.
Where have you got to in your journey with it?
In that sense, we have presented it. Well, we came away with the strategy and then went round various groups for scrutiny, and then got presented to the board. So the board of management who endorsed it. What we've also done is we are very much, I think sometimes strategies, especially, I think strategies quite often can be quite global. And what we decided to do was to as the model kind of does, it's already asked certain questions of itself. And what we then did is we took those questions and put some smarter objectives in there. So in many ways, what we've done is we've tiered it up, and actually our principal's very, very keen on measurables. You know, so what we can actually do is we've been tasked to say, how are we achieving this? How are we gathering the student voice? What does partnership look like, and how is that measurable? So we've now got a kind of, we've got the strategy, we've got the questions that come from the learning experience within that strategy, but then also what we've got is we've got targets, right? And those targets are very much based on Forth Valley, you know?
Okay.
You know, are they achievable? The world's changing very much right now. They may be achievable, but I think we're keen to test them and see where we get to on that one, you know.
Okay.
And some of these targets are this year, next year, 5 years' time. So we've scanned it across, you know, and we've scanned it across the 5 years of the strategy.
Yeah.
So.
And have you got any examples of targets that you could just share, just to give people an idea?
Well, an interesting one is we want to see our class rec increase by 10%.
Okay.
So those are the elements, and that I'll be and that's within a year. So that would then be tasked with working the student association in conjunction with my team to make sure that the importance of class rep training, the class reps, that's shared with the Student Association, who really, they drive it, but actually there has to be buy-in from managers and academic teams on that one, and that's got to be driven by the directors of curriculum. So those are two ones. Student satisfaction engagement survey. Student satisfaction engagement survey, we don't get the best returns on that one. So that, again, that would be another maybe 10-15% increase on that. So I suppose it's targets to achieve, targets that are measurable. And you know, we can then justify why we did or why we didn't. I think that's quite important.
Yeah. And you're measuring incremental change.
Yeah, we are measuring incremental change.
Time frames.
But we're data rich. The colleges and universities are data rich. So these are the kind of things. And actually what it does is it justifies my existence. It justifies the Student Association existence. It justifies all the things that we want to happen to perhaps a board that maybe not as granular in their understanding of the organisation. I mean, that might be, no, I think that's correct. You know, the board themselves have got a very, very strategic, so actually what we can say is, yeah, this is working because of.
Yeah.
And there's a good measure.
Yeah, and we can demonstrate it and evaluate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And our new chair of the board, again, our chair of the board is very keen on measurables, so that we can then go to them and say, this is what success looks like.
Interesting. So you've got that governance angle coming in as well at the highest level. Yeah, really interesting. And so it sounds like you've made massive progress in a relatively short space of time. Have you got any reflections on what worked and what didn't work as you went through the process at all?
I think we always need to, with any strategy and something like this, it's about continually drip feeding it to people. It's about continually referencing it and saying, well, actually, this is what we said we would do. This is what this looks like. And then also making sure that if the student experience is the core of what we do right at the centre, then everything else should fall in round about it. So we've went back and revisited our own self-evaluation process round about the student experience. We will be asking those questions. Have we achieved this? Again, the measurables. But also in terms of, say, programme review, we've looked at the student learning experience within the context of revisiting programme review. Are we asking the right questions at programme review? Are we demonstrating true partnership working at programme review? Are we... Yeah, so that's one part. We also gather, in the college, we also gather something which is called Listen to Learners, where it's a survey like the Student Satisfaction Engagement Survey, but it asks more questions, and those questions will reference or will be based on the actual student learning experience strategy that we've created. And that, again, will be a measure that says, you know, these are the kind of questions we should be asking. And that then feeds into our own self-evaluation process, which will then feed into our SEEPs, which will then feed into that are returns to the funding council, and actually will build for our 7-year cyclical process. So in many ways, it's a core document that should seep into everything round about us, you know, and it's convincing people that here is a core document. You know, here is a core document that is really all about the student and is really all about why we're here. And that's always a conversation you need to have with the finance guys and the janitorial staff. And do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's that idea that this is core. You need to understand this, because all the other stuff doesn't matter if we're not getting that student experience right.
Yeah, no.
And that's a challenge. There is a challenge.
But it's such a powerful insight, I think, that if you get the student experience right and that's at the core of everything, then everything else builds from it. But you've articulated that so powerfully. I was going to ask you if you have any tips or reflections to share with colleagues in the sector, but I think you've just shared a pretty massive one with us there. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I think sometimes this is a big commitment here from us to the learning experience. A big commitment here. We've tore it apart. We've not got 4 or 5 bubbles and that mean that are very strategic, and actually this is something that's fairly concrete. That's what I liked about the student learning experience in the first place. And I think our strategy should be something that can be, and we can be held up against that strategy to say we have achieved X, Y, and Z. I've worked with strategies in the past. We've all worked with strategies in the past that are so global that actually people go, eh? What does that actually mean? Do you know? What does that actually mean? Whereas I don't think this is a very clear, this is what this means. And I think maybe as, you know, colleagues across the sector, let's look to our strategies, let's make it measurable, let's make it something that the board can understand, the senior management team can understand, the student association can understand, the students themselves can understand, the election staff can understand, everybody can understand, and they can hang their hats on it. And that's what I think we've tried to do.
Yeah, no, that is powerful stuff, Rob, definitely. And I'm just reflecting on what you've shared with us over the last few minutes. So we've started talking about a student experience strategy that you've built around the Sparks student learning experience model. But you've touched on, we started with student partnership. We've talked about strategy development. Mm-hmm. You've talked about how it embeds with quality and the SEEPs and the tertiary quality enhancement framework. You've talked about it being endorsed by the board and governance at the highest level of the college, that it needs to be measurable and impactful. And it's the core document that hinges everything together for Valley College is what I've heard from you. But is there anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap up at all?
No, I think that's it. I think it always helps that somebody else has done all the hard work and you just added to it. I love that. Do you know, that's effective collaboration. Do you know?
Absolutely.
And you know, I have had the benefit of being engaged with Sparks round about this one, and that in itself has been really, really useful. You know, and you know, gives, I suppose, for me, as I've already mentioned, gives a certain amount of kudos to my thinking round about this. It's not come out of the blue, this stuff. This is stuff that's been tried and tested across lots and lots of, you know, with lots and lots of colleagues, student association, college student, you know, sabbatical officers, the whole kit caboodle. So in many ways, it works and is tried and tested. Well, it's tried and tested as an approach. I think maybe we need to come back in 5 years' time and really review it and reflect on it. 5 years' time is a long time in college, isn't it?
Well, even you've got your impact and your measurables coming in even after a year, so we'll be able to revisit hopefully and catch up with you and see how it's going. But thanks so much, Rob, for your time, for sharing such valuable insights. And I think this possibly wasn't a use of the SLE model that Sparks had anticipated, but it's really fascinating and powerful to capture it, and to, as you say, you've got a co-created sector-led reference that you've used as your starting point and accelerated your strategy development from that. So thank you. Congratulations to you and your colleagues on what you've achieved in a pretty short space of time. And thanks for your generosity in sharing it with us. Anything you want to add just as a final point before we go?
No, I think I've said everything I want to say, which is not something I don't normally say. Anyway, I've got to that point. Thank you.
Thanks ever so much, Rob. We'll sign off here. But look out for other case studies and podcasts from Sparks. And thanks again. Bye, Rob.
Bye.